Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you, and I appreciate you being here today for another episode of Perspectives on Healthcare. My guest today is Emma G. She joins us from down in Australia, another guest from the land down under. She is an occupational therapist, a speaker, an author. She is a stroke survivor, and she understands things both from the professional perspective and from the patient's perspective. So, Emma, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Hub. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And just for the record, you are a member. You're right on the line between Generation X and being a millennial. According to the technical perspective, I think you're technically Generation X, which is a wonderful thing. So let's jump right into the questions. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare, please?
Yeah, so my background, Rob, is occupational therapist, as you said. I was 24 when I was a full-time therapist and runner. And due to a running injury, I coincidentally had a hemorrhage in my brain, which led to surgery to rectify that. And to cut a very long story short, basically, during the procedure, I had a stroke and went into a coma. So suddenly I was, when I woke 8 days later, I was in a very surreal realm where suddenly I was a recipient of the care I'd once provided as an OT. And, I could no longer walk, talk, blink, feed myself, and then went on, again, to cut a really long story short, years of rehabilitation, and really to date, I am in really learning to speak again and reinvent myself, began my own speaking business, to be able to really draw on my experiences and dual insight as a therapist and a patient to help others. So I began my own business and wrote my own book and, ongoing rehab, which I'm sure, Rob, you'll appreciate, but I think, the longevity of that is not truly understood until you become a patient, really.
Sure. So, so do you think that your experiences as an OT make it more difficult in the rehab process, or does it make the rehab process a little bit easier, or does it not affect that at all?
Yeah, I think my experience as an OT gave me a really good foundation as I'd worked in neuro outpatient therapy. So I had understanding of ways I could manage my pain and, you know, what I needed in support and what was available out there. So it was good in that I was able to, in a way, apply my own therapy to my own body. However, because I was very much for many years trapped inside my body, I took on a very much observational role, and I could not be the OT that I was, and that was very frustrating. And being an observer of the profession and knowing what, I guess, things that I had done as a therapist that perhaps weren't as person-centered or as helpful to a patient was quite confronting. So I think initially probably having that background was not easy because I knew. However, long term, now that I can actually communicate and work with that profession particularly and hopefully improve things, it has, and it's a way that I've been able to manage my own rehabilitation.
Okay. So that kind of leads into this question, which is, what does quality healthcare mean to you?
Yeah. I think quality healthcare for me is everything I learned as a student therapist about being respectful and valuing and person-centered and working collaboratively. However, I think now the my view as a patient of that is very different. The emphasis I see on the importance of feeling valued and respected and really truly working collaboratively and together with their provider and having that choice and autonomy and agency to bring about change I have a different perspective of that than I did as a health professional, I think.
Okay. I'll just quickly share my own personal story. And that is, I was in college at the time of my injury, and I was a psychology major when I was injured. And I felt like after I went back to school, I became a psychology major with purpose, because having experienced therapy, I saw the value in it that I had not necessarily seen, because I hadn't experienced the patient side of things.
Definitely.
Yep. So can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
I think a good example would be when I am seen beyond my disability and looked at for my strengths and respect and valued for the contribution I make, that I can... Working with a therapist, for example, I know the outcomes and the healthcare I receive will be a lot better when I know that I can tap into their expertise, but they also can tap into mine, and I'm not relying on them for the change to come about, whereas it's something we can work to together. And I think I've really learned through my journey that, there's so much frustration and waiting that happens when you're patient. That's really why you're called patients. But, anything you can do to speed up your recovery or bring about change in some capacity makes it so much easier to withstand whatever you're going through. And so I think, it took me a while to realize, and I write about this a lot in my book, that it being proactive rather than reactive to circumstances in the healthcare journey, where, you don't just sit and wait for and relying on a provider to do something where you can work with them or actually do that yourself despite your circumstances.
Yeah. So I think you and I are definitely on the same page with this. And that is, as a patient, we definitely need to have a role in our own rehabilitation, in our own care. But there's also the element that the way that your care progresses, the way for you and I, the way our rehabilitation progressed was in large way, dependent on our own willingness to contribute to it and our own willingness to be involved and to put the effort in. And if you're not putting the effort in, the progress is there, but it's much slower.
Definitely. I think Rob, you're saying, I think the importance in that is really acceptance and, you know, until I could fully accept that I had responsibility for my own, for my own circumstances, and I could sort of dictate things and have that ownership, I was really accepting what I can't change and then changing what I can.
You're so right. I think that I would say it this way. We can't change where we start from, but we can change where we're going, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, excellent.
So
what do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
I guess my underlying wish would be that people that are in that journey with you are open to your involvement in that, that there is a value that you have in that relationship. It's a two-way thing, and I think it's a lot easier to go through that healthcare process when you know that you've got a role in that. And that it's okay not to know. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of professionals are almost dismissive of your role because they feel that they want a quick fix. And I know, and I'm sure, Rob, you also have experienced that level of empathy that you only can gain from having that experience yourself. And I know as a patient, it's frustrating, but I understand that my therapist might not understand and she probably will never understand. But her being acknowledging that, I have that much more respect for her in that. It just makes it a lot easier. So I think my wish would be that the importance of really showing that enabling that person to shine and acknowledging that you don't have all the right answers, that they also could bring some light into the relationship.
Yeah, what you said there is so powerful. I really appreciate when you were filling out the show prep form, you'd talk about rehabilitation and lived experience, and you couple that with education, and that's really what creates the most powerful process, right? And so you and I and other patients have the lived experience, and the therapist has the education, and neither one of those on their own, both of them on their own are powerful. But when you mix them together and you put them together, it's going to create a much better outcome and a much better process. So,
definitely.
Yep.
I think the emphasis, and that's where I talk about the importance of collaboration and working together, and particularly in a lot of the work that I'm doing now, that co-design where that lived experience is drawn on from the beginning of the development of any project or any resource, that is, identifying what that person needs from the beginning before even embarking on developing a new thing. Really important.
Got it. What excites you about the future of healthcare?
What excites me is even though it's slow, the inclusion of people with lived experience in the development of things. I guess in my experience, it's been 14 years now since my stroke, and it has been a very slow journey to get that value of that lived experience, I guess, forefront in a lot of the projects that I'm working on. And it's slowly, they're seeing the importance of that, and that is really, really powerful. So I think for me, that is exciting to know that you don't, I guess my role in sort of as an advocate, you know, it is, you have to really smash your head against the wall, really. But that is become easier, and it's exciting to think that people that follow me will not have to grapple with that ongoing frustration of being heard, that that's going to be it's a no-brainer, really, that is important. And so they're automatically valued and included and given the opportunity to speak when that is probably not an easy thing to do.
Sure. So in some ways, let me talk about what I'm hearing you say. Like, people with disabilities are being included in the training in medical school or in nursing school, in nurse practitioner school, wherever it is, that they're actually bringing in the people with the lived experience as part of the education process, so that they're being taught by individuals with disabilities instead of being taught about individuals with disabilities.
I can refer to one of the projects I'm working on at the moment, where we're redesigning rehab facilities in Australia. And so I'm partnering with architects and researchers and health professionals, and that they can actually build something that's going to be accommodating of and valuing by tapping into my experience. And so I think just acknowledging that they've got an amazing skill set, but in coupling it, as you said earlier on, Rob, with my lived experience, the outcome will be so much greater. And so, yeah, definitely that, not just in the health industry, but I guess in other areas, how amazing that the inclusion of people with disability can be, and how it can be enabled just simply by people being open to listening.
Definitely. Last question for you. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
I think really, it's really simple, but listening. And really listening to the person and being open to not knowing, but just listening, valuing them. I think so much emphasis is on the development of new resources and innovation and, you know, and they justify why they can't do things because of money and time and staff shortages. But I think, you know, just the basic communication and what they can do now without that, having that understanding and building that rapport with the person, I think it's the best thing. And I think, I don't know if Rob, if you agree with me, but when you're a patient and you're feeling so vulnerable, that bond and that relationship is way more valuable than a piece of equipment, really. You need that emotional support as well.
Yeah, there is, when you're going through difficult experiences, when you're going through rough times as a person, there is a way that you feel alone and you feel frustrated, you feel devalued, and just having that connection on a personal level of somebody, you know, valuing your thoughts, valuing your input, and valuing you as an individual is very comforting and very, very supporting as you're going through that. Listen, Emma, thank you so much for being here. I will put links to your website and to your book and everything in the show notes for people that want to connect and learn more about you, because what you've brought has been very valuable, and I appreciate you being with me to share your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.